Writing Home, Episode 12.
Hey, Alfredo, big brother. How's it all going with you? You never guess where I am. Not in a million years. I'm in Belfast, capital city of Northern Ireland. And why is that? I can hear you ask. Well, I've got a job. The Game of Thrones people phoned me 3 days ago and said, get over here to Belfast as fast as you can. We've got 3 weeks' work for you. So here I am, in a hostel. I arrived last night.
Can I help you?
Yes, I've got a room booked here. Milton da Silva.
Milton da Silva. Here we are. You've booked a bed, my dear. It's in a shared room. You've booked for a week. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. But it will probably be longer. 3 weeks, I think. I'm working on Game of Thrones.
Oh, my dear. You and everyone else in the hostel. Everyone in Belfast, probably. The whole city is full of men with beards and women with long hair.
And in my room? Am I sharing a room with a lot of men with beards?
Oh, yes. There are six of you. You'll enjoy the crack.
The crack?
The conversation, the chat, the fun. It's an Irish word.
Oh, okay. Yes, I'm sure I will. Thank you.
Here's your key. Room six. First on the left, up the stairs.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Michael.
I'm Milton.
Milton. Like the poet. Good name.
Not really. It's quite common in Brazil.
You Brazilian then?
Yep. And you?
English. Manchester.
So, United or City?
United. Red Devils. You a fan of English football then?
Oh yes. I'm Brazilian. Football's in our blood. It's the home of Pelé. Don't forget. The best player ever in the world.
Best player ever. What about the Belfast boy himself? George Best, Man U's best player ever. Also known as the Fifth Beatle. Best player in the world, I'd say. Heard of him?
Of course I've heard of him. He was a legend. Even Pelé said he was the greatest footballer in the world, so I believe him.
I think you and me'll get on fine, Mr. Milton. You here for the Thrones?
Yes, that's right, for the series. I'm an extra. Can't you tell by the beard? What's it like? Working on it? I start tomorrow, I think. Well, I have to go and speak to them anyway.
It isn't easy. Long days. Hours sitting while they cover you in makeup. Hours sitting around waiting. But the pay's okay, and of course, it's a cool way to spend the time.
Is it okay here? In the hostel, I mean. Are the other people okay?
It's fine. They're fine. Most people are actors, so they can be a bit, you know, loud. But there's never any trouble. You choose a good place. I've been in three, and this one's the best. It's not far from the studio. You can walk there. Useful when you have to start work at 2 in the morning.
2 o'clock in the morning?
Yep. Takes a long time to get all that makeup on. Scars and bad teeth and all the rest. Right. I need to sleep. I've had a long day. So go for a walk or sit down and read a book or something.
So I went for a walk around Belfast and had something to eat. I got back at about 10 o'clock. Not late. And there were 5 people sleeping and snoring very loudly in the room. So I'm sitting in the lounge downstairs writing this, then off to bed and off to Titanic Studios tomorrow. That's true. Did you know the Titanic, the ship, was built in Belfast? There's a museum here about it. Just before I go, what's going on with Mom? I had a weird email from her yesterday. She never writes emails. She said she had to have a few days in hospital for some routine tests. But it's nothing to worry about. I haven't answered yet. Do you know what's going on? When someone says, don't worry, I start to worry. So let me know and wish me luck for tomorrow. Night-night.
This recording was from the British Council. To find more activities to practice your English, visit www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.